Hello, I'm Greg Thompson from Pod Topics and the host of the Moving Business Forward podcast, which is dedicated to sharing perspectives and insights from leaders and decision makers in the Chattanooga area. Recently, I sat down with Barry White, the president and CEO of the Chattanooga Tourism Company. Here's a portion of our conversation when Barry talked about the impact of the pandemic.
The travel and tourism industry consists of several different sectors. And when we think about those sectors and the toll that the pandemic has taken, the lodging industry, the dining industry, the airline and travel industry, entertainment, and in retail, that's where people spend their money when they travel. Every single one of those was hit tremendously hard. Retail shifted a little bit, but when travel shut down, I mean, it was overall the hardest hit industry around the world, and not just here, but everywhere during the pandemic. I can tell you, I remember 2 years ago, later in that year, but still in the winter, the very first cancellation we got for a convention or meeting, a call that came in and said, we're going to cancel our meeting for the one that's supposed to take place in July. Somebody came running down and said, we just got our first cancellation. And I just said, oh, the gates are going to open. And it did. And then the next 2 to 3 weeks, that's what we did, was fielded communications with our partners and every event that we had scheduled for that year. That was a big turning point for us.
I would think that would be a time where, if I were in your position, that I would almost think about pushing the panic button. Like, what are we going to do? Yeah. So let me ask you this. You're starting to hear this, and it made sense. Let's not gather in groups. That's a smart thing. But for you and for your group and for all of your partners, this is your livelihood. So what do you do?
Yeah, we work with more than 300 events per year. So it was not a small thing. And then I remember we're shutting down. So then there goes all your just leisure visitors, travel. I remember coming in and saying, we're going home. It was a challenge because we stopped all of our marketing, all of our advertising, everything internally. And we team got together and said, okay, how do we serve? One of our customers, clients is our local residents, the community that's in dining and lodging and entertainment. How do we serve them and help them navigate this? We just became a resource. We get a lot of information, a lot of data out of the U.S. Travel Association and other places that we have information. And really, we set up daily calls. I remember saying, we need a platform to use. And I said, I did this Zoom thing once. So we bought a couple of licenses. And
as did most businesses around the country.
Right. Little did I know we would get to know it so well. Yeah, we set up different calls. We did attractions one day. The next day, we would do restaurants. Next day, we'd do hotels and so on. We were doing at least 4 calls a week regularly. And just having conversation and dialogue, and how are we going to get through this? Everything at that point was changing, not just day to day, but almost hour by hour, if you recall. Every day there was something new. So we were just kind of responding and listening and providing as much information as we could. And as more started to happen, we were, okay, the state of Tennessee is doing this, federal government's doing this, locally we're doing this. We had sat on the mayor's task force and a big decision there to do the mask mandate. From our partners, the main thing was giving them an avenue to learn from each other and to discuss as things started opening back up and how they were doing that and where their requirements, their hours, their capacity, their limitations on the number of people coming in. Some things happened from that which are still working right now and will be the way that they work in the future.